Entrepreneurs, small business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Welcome to the Business Builders Show. I'm thrilled you have decided to join us today. I'm Marty Wolf, and along with my sidekick, Kerry Carney, and our producer, Tom Jenkins, we're going to do our best to inform, educate, and inspire you, our audience of entrepreneurs, small business owners, and anyone who is seeking excellence in their personal and professional lives. Today, we're going to devote the entire show to a nonprofit organization called Leg Up Farm. If you could go to their website right now, I'd love for you to do that. It's legupfarm.org, not .com, .org, legupfarm.org. Our interview will be with Louis Castriata, who is the founder and CEO of Leg Up Farm. Louis left a successful corporate career to create a therapeutic center for children with special needs. And Leg Up Farm serves more than 1,000 families. Now, Kerry and Tom are going to be talking about some numbers that I think we have right, and we visited down there. But 1,000, according to what I remember, Kerry, they serve 1,000 families, providing children with special needs a comprehensive range of services under one roof, which is an important part of this discussion, regardless of their financial situation. Kerry, we recently made a trip down to Leg Up Farm, and a lot of things impressed us because we talked about when we left, but there's something sticking out in your brain. What impressed you the most of the visit to Leg Up Farm?
Well, when we got there, just the size and the scope of the services offered was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Beautiful facility. And so large, and when we had the opportunity to do the tour, the two things that struck me the most was we did see some of the kids that go there, and the faces, they are truly angels. Mm. And we had an opportunity to meet Lou's daughter and a couple of her other friends. So the faces on the angels receiving this wonderful, wonderful opportunity that Lou and his team has put together. And the second thing that struck me was the types of therapy that they're given. Mm. A lot of these children have very hard muscular difficulties. And they've developed some therapies that make it so inviting and so fun for the kids to do their therapy.
Yeah, how about that unit that we saw towards the end? It looked like a little pool,
mm-hmm.
and it was basically an elevator
submerged in water
that you could submerge. You could go down in. It could drop in a wheelchair.
You could put a wheelchair in it, yes.
So that the child could do water therapy.
Aquatic therapy.
Yeah, aquatic therapy. There you go. Kerry, same thing. We drove for several miles through farm country,
mm-hmm.
right? We're zigging and zagging, and we're going, okay, where is this? Now, it's located in Mount Wolf, Pennsylvania. And you were definitely in farm country. And then, as you pointed out, Kerry, we pulled up, and this facility, Tom, was absolutely beautiful. I mean, I mean beautiful in terms of elegant and simplistic and just mm-hmm. gorgeous. Just a wonderful place.
One of the things that I really, I didn't go and visit it, but I've spoken with Louis before and, you know, done some research on Leg Up. And the thing that impresses me a lot is that so many people forget about the family members of the children as well.
Yep.
You know, the family members, and I'm not condemning anybody. Please don't misunderstand me. These family members take care of these kids to the best of their ability. But, man, everybody needs a break.
Yeah.
You know, everybody needs to just sit back and breathe, because if you don't, you're not going to be effective.
Yeah.
And Leg Up Farms also helps take care of the family of the child as well.
Two great points, Tom. The comprehensive services under one roof. In Louis' book, which is Leg Up Farm, The Courage to Dream, which we're going to talk a little bit more about it, Louis, in fact, talks about the fact that when his child, Brooke, was his a special needs child, and they had to go from place to place to place for the different kinds of therapy that Brooke needed. And, you know, that's not a lot of fun. You get the family in there and you travel for 10 miles, you do this, and then you got to go for another 10 miles, you got to do that. And so the child and the whole family
was basically in a waiting room. Waiting for, you know, Brooke to get the important services she needs.
Right.
This offers a comprehensive that the other kids can go down to the huge koi pond. They have...
How about that koi pond?
Yeah.
I think it's the largest... What are the words they use? Unrestricted or not?
Free-formed.
Free-formed, like no fence around it,
right,
I guess. Is
right.
That. No barriers.
And the really cool part is that they have a little portion of it where a child in a wheelchair can actually get into the pond and have the koi fish come up and nibble on their toes, their
Beautiful.
Hands.
Yeah.
And just the experience is tremendous.
Absolutely.
Tremendous.
And what a beautiful...
the setting
great
is
point.
Awesome.
The setting is just absolutely gorgeous. Go back to your second point, Tom, the idea of families. And this whole center was built around that. So while your child is going through specific therapy, the family has access to everything in that facility. They can go hiking. They can...
Horseback riding.
They can do everything. Probably, Carrie, the thing that really hit me was that equine center. Am I saying that right?
Yes, yes.
I think it's 20,000 square feet.
20,000 square feet with a special material. It reminded you of sand, but that hypoallergenic. Hypoallergenic. So the kids don't get, any asthma problems or anything like that. Just unbelievable that someone could dream that up, never mind execute it.
We want you to go to legupfarm.org and certainly visit there too if you'd like to, but legupfarm.org. Check out what's going on there. Some other points that I want to drive home before we need to take our short break. 700 volunteers, 1,500 children helped. I'm sure that's more. I had a lot of fun with, because it took me back to my childhood. Remember Matthewstown?
Yes, yes.
They built this town to scale that's perfect. It looks like the facade of a bank. Rutter's is a convenience store that's popular in that area. A gas pump that is... Not doesn't dispense gas, but you can put your credit card in and you can like pretend you're pumping gas, and it's authentic. It's a real
thing. It's authentic.
Yeah, it's completely authentic. A potato chip truck that they literally cut in half, and it's an actual truck that a child can climb into. And all these neat little spaces are all points for therapy where the child relaxes in these environments. And so there's little corners that they can sit into and they can work. So it's just a phenomenal place. And Louis Castriotta has a big vision. He wants to replicate Leg Up Farm across the country. So companies like Home Depot and other companies, big companies, would do well to connect with Leg Up Farm. So we need to take our break already, believe it or not. And we... are interviewing Louis Castriotta, and he is the founder and CEO of Leg Up Farms, Leg Up Farm. So we need to take that short break, Tom. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-650-0277. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-650-0277. That's 877-650-0277.
The greatest customer experience I've ever encountered originated in an unlikely location. However, it created a story that's gone viral on YouTube and has been heard in person by over a million people.
Driver of the cab, it's going to be mine, jumps out of his cab, points at me in the front of the line, and shouts, "Are you ready for the best cab ride of your life?" Said, "I'm Taxi Terry." Great, I got the motivational cab driver.
This is Scott McCain. The lessons I learned from that amazing cab driver form the basis of my new book, Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry, How Every Employee Can Create and Deliver the Ultimate Customer Experience. No matter your position or the size of the organization where you work, you can grow your business and create distinction with these seven lessons. This new book is available on Amazon.com and wherever business books are sold. If a cab driver can deliver the ultimate customer experience, you can too. Discover the tenets to distinctive success in the Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry.
Presenting the thought leaders of today.
It's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builders Show. Our special guest today is the president and CEO of Leg Up Farm and the author of a book called Leg Up, The Courage to Dream, One Father's 13-Year Journey to Transform the Lives of Thousands of Children. And our guest is Louis, or Louis, Castriata. Louis, thanks for joining us on the Business Builders Show.
Oh, I'm so glad to be part of the show today. Thank you.
Well, I've been looking forward to this because you have a phenomenal story. But let's start explaining what Leg Up Farm is. Why did you start it, and what do you do there?
Okay, in a nutshell, Leg Up Farm is the most innovative pediatric therapy center in the nation right now.
Mm-hmm.
We provide every type of therapy that you could imagine for children: speech therapy, physical therapy, therapeutic horseback riding. We have educational services on site, and we do it in these amazing, engaging environments.
Mm-hmm.
We provide therapy in gardens with a 450,000 gallon koi pond and 4,000 fish, 17 horses, 2 therapy dogs, a town that looks as if you're walking out on Main Street in your own community.
Mm.
And all of this entire vision was really inspired by my little girl, Brooke, who was diagnosed with a special health care need at 1 year of age.
Mm.
And inspired around the idea that we were challenged in finding things that she needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to my wife, let's create the ultimate therapy center for children with special needs.
I think you mentioned that for younger kids, there was support, and there was kind of like a breakup point where you decided that you needed to do something. Was that the age or the services that existed and you needed to add to that? Is that what kind of got you going?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I mean, in our state, I live in Pennsylvania, and there are some subtle differences across the country, but in our state, the early intervention services up to 3 years of age were absolutely amazing. But then when a child hit 3 and basically entered the school system at that age, everything kind of fell apart for a parent.
Mm-hmm.
From a therapy perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know how important it is for a child at a young age that we care for them and help them develop at that young age so that those things carry through their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just heartbroken when I personally experienced it for my own daughter and then started talking to hundreds of parents about, you know, their experience that, you know, they were afraid that their child would never reach their full potential because the therapies that they needed were just not available.
Hmm. Interesting. Leg Up Farm sounds wonderful. Now, I'm assuming you had $2 million in the bank to write a check to create this wonderful place. Is that exactly what happened, Louis?
Oh, absolutely. I had more than enough money. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, tell me about that, because that had to be a struggle, man.
Yeah, as always, I think when you start things like this, it's more like you have $2 in the bank.
Okay.
And you're trying to figure out how to make it happen. But I go back to anybody that is interested in starting a business. I go back to one very, very important thing. You have to have passion. You have to love what you are doing. You have to have something that's inspiring you to help pull you through those seemingly unsurmountable moments that you're going to experience when creating a business. You know, if somebody sets out to say, I just want to make $10 million, I have a feeling that at the end of the day, you might feel a little bit empty.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're setting out to create a business around something that you love, something that benefits other people, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it will be the most fulfilling experience of your life.
It seems to you certainly, I guess the word is reacted to your child, but I would think the intrinsic rewards that you are enjoying along with your entire staff from so many children has been very rewarding. Would I be right on that, Louis?
Oh, absolutely. So the really cool thing today, we've been open almost 5 years, and we have served 1,500 different children at Leg Up Farm. We will do 25,000 therapy appointments this year.
Wow.
So we have our staff, we have an opportunity 25,000 times to make a difference for a child and their family. I mean, who couldn't think that's the most wonderful thing ever?
Wow. That was a strong statement. 25,000 times opportunities. That's fantastic. Great stuff. And I know the funding, and we're a business show, and we are going to keep kind of reminding folks. You're describing something that I think you actually heard one of our previous shows, conscious capitalism. And maybe we can talk about that a little bit now, that because that's kind of what you're describing, is it not or no?
Yeah, absolutely. I connected with that show. You had an interview with Bob Chapman. You featured the book Conscious Capitalism, and I just connected so well with the idea that some of the basis of that is about trust and compassion and collaboration and value creation and the inherent good of business and capitalism go together.
Correct.
Because for me, it's all about, when you look at developing a business in a way that everybody wins, people will join you and become part of your success.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's so important. Whether it's a nonprofit business, a for-profit business, when you think about everyone that will benefit,
right.
The vendors, you know, you're buying
Absolutely.
Products from
yeah.
people, the people that you employ, now with their income, they're going to impact the local economy. They're going to buy houses. They're going to pay taxes. So all of these things create momentum inside of a community for the good of everybody.
Right.
And I just connected that with that with what we're doing, because now we're in a stage with Leg Up Farm that we've created two additional businesses that we're launching. We're launching our adult services for the first time
mm-hmm.
under the name Able Services.
Mm-hmm.
I love the name because it highlights people's abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So the word able. And then in 2015, we're actually opening up Leg Up Farmers Market,
mm-hmm.
A for-profit LLC that will become a catalyst to drive programs for adults with special needs. It will support special diets for the children that come to Leg Up Farm.
Mm-hmm.
But it also will support the greater community, healthy food supply into our community. It'll drive organic growing for small farmers that are looking for a place to sell their goods. So you just have to look at all of the different intricate people in this web in your community that will benefit as you do the right thing and think about other people's success along the way.
And we're going to get deeper into those two issues, but let's start the discussion. Well, at least let me make the announcement again, because I want to get deeper into your book. And again, we're speaking with Louis Castriotta, and his organization is Leg Up Farm. His book is Leg Up, The Courage to Dream, One Father's 13-Year Journey to Transform the Lives of Thousands of Children. And we're all down to our last 30 seconds in this segment, Louis, but tell me, what got you thinking about a book? And do it in 20 seconds or less for this segment to get started.
Well, I'll leave you with this. I want to light people up,
okay,
to follow their dreams and give them the pieces and the inspiration to be able to do that.
Okay.
They can take my story and my steps and my path to help move to where they want to go.
Good
anywhere
enough.
That they want to go.
Good enough, Louis. We're going to continue that. Now we're going to need to take a short break. You're listening to the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf. We'll be right back.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-650-0277. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-650-0277. That's 877-650-0277.
For your next regional or national meeting, are you looking for a professional facilitator to keep things on track so your meeting meets the objectives? Have you assembled a group of subject matter experts for a panel and you need a moderator who is skilled in keeping the conversation focused on what really matters? Do you want a speaker for your next meeting who will engage the audience in a way that makes the meeting fun and memorable? Marty Wolf of the Business Builder Show is available for your next important event. You can contact him at 570-815-1626. Marty has facilitated hundreds of meetings in all kinds of settings. He has interviewed hundreds of CEOs, authors, professional speakers, and thought leaders from many different industries. Planning an important meeting? Want to feel confident you will achieve the results you planned for? Then call Marty Wolf at 570-815-1626 or log on to MartyWolfBusinessSolutions.com.
Informing, educating, and encouraging. The Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builders Show. Our special guest is Louis Castriotta, or I'm calling him Louis. And he is the president and CEO of Leg Up Farm and author of a great book called Leg Up, The Courage to Dream, One Father's 13-Year Journey to Transform the Lives of Thousands of Children. Louis, let's make sure that people know your website, and I believe you'll be thrilled to get some donations. So tell us how people can do that.
Okay, people can donate to Leg Up Farm by going to our website, legupfarm.org.
Okay.
And my vision here is to take all the amazing things that we've created here at Leg Up Farm and take it to the nation and impact a million children. So I want to come to your state and help create a Leg Up Farm so that we can impact a million children one day with the work that we've started here, and all because of a little girl named Brooke.
Yeah, and Kerry Carney, by the way, he started this, so look for his donation to come through soon. Look for my co-host Kerry's big donation. Kerry has a question for you, Louis.
Louis,
okay.
Are there parameters on the disease or the challenge that some of these children may have, or is it really open to anyone that wants to come and experience this?
Well, what we've done at Leg Up Farm is we create a custom program around each child's needs. So we provide physical health services, mental health services, and educational services all on our campus. What's so cool about Leg Up Farm is we are not a center for any specific challenge in a child's life. We create a program around that child. Some people come here, they may need one of our services. Some people come here and they may need multiple things that we offer. So I think that's kind of unique about our offerings here at Leg Up Farm. And the other thing that is so important to me is the fact that a family might come here to Leg Up Farm because one of their children need speech therapy. But our culture and our charge at Leg Up Farm with our staff is to put our arms around the entire family. We have spaces at Leg Up Farm that we build that I mentioned earlier in the show, our therapy gardens, our playground, our koi pond, that not only are used in therapy, but now we give time back to the family. So no longer are children, siblings, stuck in a waiting room. Mm-hmm. Mom and Dad have time back with them.
That's great.
To go play on the playground, to visit our miniature donkeys and hike and do all kinds of cool things. So it's not a waste anymore that I'm sitting in a waiting room. The whole family has quality time, and we put our arms around the whole family when they're here at Leg Up Farm.
That's excellent. Thanks, Kerry. Great question. Let's get back to your book. You decided to write the book, Leg Up, The Courage to Dream, and I understand there's some steps in there that you want to share with our audience.
Yes, absolutely. So if you have this stirring feeling in your gut right now that you need to make a change in your life, start a business, change careers, start a nonprofit organization, or just you want to win a gold medal at the Olympics. I don't know what it is. The idea around this book is that you will be inspired and given the steps to follow your dream. And I outline those five steps and what they are. First, have the courage to dream. You have to have courage. Here's the thing. Everybody fails. Failure is absolutely guaranteed, but it's all in how you deal with those failures and how you move forward and how you look at that. I failed for literally 13 years before the doors of Leg Up Farm opened, but today we will provide 25,000 therapy appointments to children with special needs. My step two is visualize your end goal as a reality. You have to know where you're going before other people will join you on that journey. And you have to be excited about it. Nobody's going to follow you if you talk in a blah voice and you aren't excited. Why would I follow you? You have to understand where you're going. See that child walking through the door with that big smile on their face. But then after you visualize that end goal as reality, you need to go all the way back and focus on the very next step to fulfill your dream. You can't eat the elephant all at once. You need to take one bite at a time and strategically move the vision forward. Fourth is doing the right things every day. You know, some people might not see how serious sending a thank you note is. But everything that you do every day builds upon your success and creates that momentum for success. And then my last step, you have to work at the dream. You have to never stop believing in what you're doing. If you dream big and you get 50% of the way there, think of the things that you've accomplished. You have gotten better, and you... Even being 50% of the way to a gigantic dream is amazing success. I mean, I want to bring Leg Up Farm to every state in the country. If I look back and I make it to 30 states, will anybody think that I failed if I've impacted 700,000 children instead of getting to the million, or maybe we'll get to 2 million children. Mm-hmm. So you really have to continue believing. I mean, one of my favorite quotes is energy and persistence conquer all things from Benjamin Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I met a gentleman named Mark Chamberlain, and we co-founded Leg Up University, Leg Up U, and he is all about pig-headed determination. You know, all you need is a yellow tablet, number two pencil, and pig-headed determination. You know, if I were to look and tell people I am most successful because, I would say, because I persevered and I had pig-headed determination.
Yeah.
That's what really sets people apart.
Mark calls it his PhD, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Mark will be happy I came up with that. I remembered that part. Believe it or not, Louis, we're down to the last minute. So, there's so many great points. What is the star moment? What is the something that you want everyone to remember about what we talked about today?
I want people to remember that you can go anywhere you want to go. You just have to work hard, and you have to have courage to take the first step.
There you go. And you spend a lot of time with that. There are a couple other things going on at Leg Up Farm. Again, give me the website, because you are looking for new information and new donations. Give me your website again, Louis.
The website is legupfarm.org.
And I do have a couple more seconds. You are going to work on a grocery store, and we don't have time to talk about it, but go to the website, find out more about that. And you're expanding your program to adults and by creating an organic farm. So, folks, go to the website, look up Leg Up Farm, follow what Louis Castriotta is doing there. He's doing some wonderful things. Louis, thank you so much for being part of the Business Builder Show.
Thanks, Marty and Carrie. I appreciate it.
Great.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Presenting the thought leaders of today.
It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
The greatest customer experience I've ever encountered originated in an unlikely location. However, it created a story that's gone viral on YouTube and has been heard in person by over 1 million people.
Driver of the cab is going to be mine, jumps out of his cab, points at me in the front of the line, and shouts, "Are you ready for the best cab ride of your life?" Said, "I'm Taxi Terry." Great, I got the motivational cab driver.
This is Scott McCain. The lessons I learned from that amazing cab driver form the basis of my new book, 7 Tenets of Taxi Terry, How Every Employee Can Create and Deliver the Ultimate Customer Experience. No matter your position or the size of the organization where you work, you can grow your business and create distinction with these 7 lessons. This new book is available on Amazon.com and wherever business books are sold. If a cab driver can deliver the ultimate customer experience, you can too. Discover the tenets to distinctive success in the 7 Tenets of Taxi Terry.
For your next regional or national meeting, are you looking for a professional facilitator to keep things on track so your meeting meets the objectives? Have you assembled a group of subject matter experts for a panel and you need a moderator who is skilled in keeping the conversation focused on what really matters? Do you want a speaker for your next meeting who will engage the audience in a way that makes the meeting fun and memorable? Marty Wolf of the Business Builder Show is available for your next important event. You can contact him at 570-815-1626. Marty has facilitated hundreds of meetings in all kinds of settings. He has interviewed hundreds of CEOs, authors, professional speakers, and thought leaders from many different industries. Planning an important meeting? Want to feel confident you will achieve the results you planned for? Then call Marty Wolf at 570-815-1626 or log on to MartyWolfBusinessSolutions.com.
Presenting the thought leaders of today.
It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. Louis Castriotta, legupfarm.org. I would love for you to go on to legupfarm.org. Check out the whole facility. Check out how you can donate. And if you're connected to a company who really wants to make a difference in this world, to leave a legacy, remember, going to remind folks, that Louis has a vision to replicate this across the country. So he could use your help in doing I think it's just wonderful work. Carrie and Tom and Louis's interview, he mentioned the book, Conscious Capitalism, and we had a gentleman by the name of Bob Chapman on the show a few weeks ago, and Bob doesn't call it conscious capitalism, but in essence, that's what he's practicing. Bob Chapman calls it truly human leadership, and that was cool that Louis was listening, and he kind of applied it, because Louis is running a company. It's a nonprofit organization, but he loves the lessons that he learned there. By the way, the co-author of the book, Conscious Capitalism, whose name is Raj Sasodia, will be our guest in a few weeks. So we're really looking forward to that. That's going to be a great show. Louis's book, we mentioned it in the first segment, and he mentioned it during his interview. The title is Leg Up, The Courage to Dream, One Father's 13-Year Journey to Transform the Lives of Thousands of Children. And Louis mentioned that there was five, I guess we'll call them principles, Carrie, that, you know, he follows and that he shares with business audiences as he moves about securing additional help and funding for Leg Up Farm. So again, legupfarm.org, check it out. Let's talk about the book. First thing that Louis mentioned was what he calls the courage to dream. And in his book, and his book is very personal, right, Carrie? I mean,
he talks about
the superintendent, the school superintendent we'll mention in a minute, and his dad and his parents and his family. It's a very personal book, but it's a wonderful read. And if